Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We are back on a Hurts Day, the WIP afternoon show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz, with a big show today, Ike. How you feeling?
I'm feeling good, Brother Spike. Happy Hurts Day to you. Listen, team's 3-0. QB1 coming off his best half of the season. We're getting ready for Todd Bowles and his nonsense down there in that Tampa Bay humidity. But before we get to that, I got to go to Jackie Baseball. I mean, my goodness. Was that a home run derby last night that we saw? My goodness, holla at your boy.
A franchise record with a lineup that many thought was a scrub getaway day.
I hope nobody took the under like I suggested yesterday. Yeah.
Well, they did what we asked them for a 9-1 win. We complained about their vibe at the beginning of the show. What they
listened.
Do.
They heard us.
They locked it up, and now they're going to completely ignore the fact that they can get the number one seed and just turn it off for the rest of the year. But a huge, huge win from the Phils last night, locking up that bye and the spot in the NLDS. And Kyle Schwarber getting to 56 home runs, which we will talk about later on. So it is a big show. Normally, it's a very, very big show on a Thursday. It's even a little bit bigger today as Phillies President of Baseball Operations, Dave Dombrowski, joins us at 3 o'clock. So we will talk to Dombrowski, and we'll just ask him over and over again, are you going to sign Kyle Schwarber? Are you going to sign Kyle Schwarber? Over and over. Just kidding. Just a few times. So Dombrowski joins us at 3. Then Shiel, who is normally on at 3, will join us at 3:30, Shiel Kapadia. Then Mike Mayock joins, Mayock's Revenge joins us at 4 o'clock. And then...
What if he comes on and just starts doing an evil laugh?
Yeah. I'll just be like, there were two halves of the game, Mayock. There were two halves.
Did you think I got you in the first half, Mike?
Yeah. Trust me, I would have been worried. I'm ready for that. So I do want to start off talking about the Eagles because we've said a word all week long about the Eagles and their offense, and I heard sort of, you know, A.J. Brown speaking to it yesterday a little bit. We keep saying aggressive. They need to be more aggressive. But I think we need to clarify what that actually means and why, because it's very easy to say aggressive without saying what that actually means. What we actually mean is we want them to throw the ball more. And what I believe, actually, what that means is, personally, is that we need to be a pass-first team. It doesn't mean we need to be a pass-the-ball-all-the-time team. It doesn't mean that we need to pass the ball 70% of the time. But it does mean that compared to last year, when we were run-first, we need to be pass-first. What happened last year was our offensive line was super dominant, Saquon was super dominant, and we ran the ball to set up the ability to pass. Well, that is just not working, whether it's because the offensive line isn't quite as great yet this year, whether it's because Saquon maybe isn't quite as great, maybe it's because the defenses are focusing on it, but we've tried that for 2.5 games, and really, it doesn't work very well. What the Philadelphia Eagles need to do is pass first. This is on the coaches. It's on Jalen. They can't just be safe. They have to be aggressive, and what I would say here is that being ultra conservative in the way that they are doing it is actually risky. They are risking things by being that conservative. The defense isn't as good this year as it is. They're going to need to score more points. So what I am saying is the Eagles need to be, at least for the time being, a pass-first team instead of a run-first team.
Well, here's what I'll say to that. And some people may be surprised at this, but I agree with you.
Whoa!
Yeah, I agree with you. We've been talking about this, and, you know, last year I was in favor of switching from trying to be aggressive and be explosive, trying to go to more of a conservative ball-controlled offense and rely on your running game. I was all in favor of that. They went for it. I was in favor of it. I was good with that. But we're not getting the same results as we did last year. Now, if you were telling me those were the results we were getting from a running-first standpoint and a defensive-minded standpoint, I'd be okay with that. But through three games, our defense, albeit making plays late in the game to help us win all three of these games, that's been there. But the way that we've controlled the game from a getting off the field on third down, getting after the quarterback, pressuring the quarterback, creating turnovers from a plus turnover standpoint, it's not at the same rate that we were doing it last year. So how we won last year doesn't automatically apply to the personnel and what we're trying to do this year.
It's a different year. It's different players to a certain extent, especially defensively.
And so my mindset has to change, and there has to be a level of confidence bestowed upon this offense to say, you know what? You guys can lead us, and lead us through the air, by the way.
Yes.
Lead us through the air.
Pass the ball.
Now, there's nothing wrong with the passing game opening up the running game for you. You know, for a long time, Spike, there was an argument back and forth with, you know, it's like a chicken and the egg situation with the running game. Do you run to set up the pass, or do you pass to set up the run?
By the way, it's an argument that goes back all the way to your teams, the Andy Reid teams. Yes.
So that's always been there. And last year, they were able to revert from what they were doing early to something else, and it worked out for them where they could go with the run game first. Well, this year, they're struggling in the running game.
Yes.
They're struggling in the running game. So why not say, why don't we focus on this passing game to see if we can open up the running game?
And it's not like we don't have the weapons on the passing game to do it.
That's the beauty of this football team. They have the personnel to do either way. They don't have to be stuck trying to force square peg into a round hole. If it's not working, you don't have to keep trying to force it to work because that's your only way of winning or moving the football. You actually have other options. And we saw that late in the game last week. And I'm saying that to say, I don't expect us to come out and be some 40, 45 pass attempt. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is we got to come out more aggressive, more assertive, putting the ball down the field or trying to take opportunities down the field to help set up the running game. We got to get our passing game going versus trying to get our running game going first. And I think that's going to make it easier for everyone. It's going to help our defense because you're going to put points on the board and you don't force them to play perfect. We're not perfect in a lot of these areas. We're losing guys defensively. So we're not as strong. Our strongest area right now is that offense.
It should be.
Yes.
It should be. 215-592-9494. You think the Eagles should be pass first instead of run first? Also,
this idea about being conservative.
How
do you have this amount of talent and even utter the words conservative?
Well, and here's like, the other thing.
How does that even happen?
Two other elements to this. Element one is the notion that you cannot pass the ball and also not turn the ball over is wrong. It's just wrong. Now, I could point to other quarterbacks and other teams that pass the ball plenty and don't turn the ball over very much. But instead, I will just point to the Philadelphia Eagles of 2022. Jalen Hurts did not throw the ball fewer than, I think, 27 times in any one game in 2022. He had four interceptions, six interceptions, whatever it was either less or the same as last year. I'm not looking at it right now. Yep. So you're talking about
He averaged
247 passing yards a game and didn't throw the ball. Think about that. Instead of it being, it's rare that we throw it more than 25 times, they never threw it fewer than 25 times in 2022. And there are also instances all over the league.
They never threw it fewer than 25
times? It might be 27, actually. Right. I looked at it yesterday. Wow. Not one time in the entire year, in his best season, and he didn't turn the ball over all over the place. So that is the one thing. You don't have to not throw the ball to not turn the ball over. You just have to be good at it. That's pretty much it.
That's really what it boils down to. Yeah.
And the other thing is, they're going to have to figure out if they can do it or not. And this whole thing where either it's, I think it's a combination of both. I think it's a combination of the coaches and Jalen being unwilling to sort of take the chances that they need to take.
Yeah.
But we need to see what the next 3 to 5 years are going to look like. We're not always going to have Saquon Barkley. There's going to be, and the defense this year, again, we don't know what we have in it. It's certainly not as talented a defense as we had last year, have not been as good as they were last year. Now, maybe they'll round out to form, but maybe they won't. You know, maybe they end up being the 12th best defense in the NFL, which is fine, but is not the best defense in the NFL. So you have to figure out if you can do it. You just do. You don't play preseason games anymore. You can't wait for a time when you're down 20 points just to see if you can do it. Put pressure on the other team. Use the players that you're paying. Use the players that you have. Become a pass-first team. Again, if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. They certainly know what they can go back to, but the team that you can be, I think it makes the defense better. I think it can make Saquon better. It can make everybody better by being a pass-first team this year.
Come on, man. Take the training wheels off.
Just try it.
Yeah,
no.
We know it takes the training wheels. Listen, we're fine. We're fine. It's like having two parents, right? And Spike, you don't have kids, so.
Yes.
Jack, you'll be there. You'll be there soon. You'll be there soon.
I'll listen up.
When Walken Sutton is ready to ride a bike and they start off with training wheels.
Right.
And at some point, either yourself or Jill are going to say, it's time to take the training wheels off. But the other parent may not be ready for that.
Right.
But one parent is like, you know what? At some point, we got to take these training wheels off and let him go.
Let him scrape. If he scrapes his knee, he scrapes his knee.
And if it's too bad, we can always put the training wheels back on. We're going to put them back on. But how is he going to learn to ride without the training wheels if we don't take them off?
It's going to be me because I'm the leader of the house. So, you guys.
In what context?
Just every context.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, he's the leader of a household. Speaking of walk, by the way.
Yeah.
We were throwing a little tennis ball around this morning.
Yeah.
He's a lefty.
Yeah.
Natural cut.
It's good stuff.
Oh,
natural
really?
Cut.
Really?
Yeah, it's a bad day to be some hitters in about 10 years.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
So, but like, you guys are so, they've won a million games this way. And actually, the defense is the reason why you need to play more ball control and you need to be conservative. So you keep them off the field.
Well, you have to succeed to do that.
They can succeed with long drives and running the football and playing ball control and playing winning football.
They haven't ran the ball.
You guys are obsessed with stats. I'm obsessed with winning.
Boring football.
Also unsuccessful. They haven't been successful running the ball this year.
They've won all the time. They're 3-0. And they've won 19 straight.
They won a lot.
Yeah. Let's deviate from that plan. Brilliant idea.
Yeah.
Hold on. In that winning, can we all at least agree? Can we agree some of the more exciting games? Listen, Saquon was outstanding. If we were getting that Saquon, that's different.
We wouldn't even be having this conversation. I would still be saying it, but yeah.
But you can't tell me you didn't like seeing the Washington game.
Yes.
Right? The Super Bowl. Come on, man.
Yes. The second half last week.
You saw those games, man. The most exciting Eagles football we've seen thus far this year was the second half of that game last year. Can we agree with that?
Well, sure, but you're pretending that he could do that all the time. Like, that's where you guys are getting a little out of whack. That's just who Jalen is. I'm not sure that's who Jalen is.
We got to find
maybe
out.
Maybe not per half, but spread out over the course of the game. He definitely is that. He's that. He can be that.
You know what? I don't know. I want to find out.
He can be that. I believe he can be that. And see, and that's the thing. You want to find out. And I'm sitting here saying, I believe he can do it. I believe they're capable of doing it. That's why I'm saying to them down there, Jalen included, if he has any doubt in his mind about not letting the ball go when it's supposed to, dude, you can do it. You got the ability, bro. You got the weapons. It's there. Offensively, the schemes are there. You don't need anything that complicated. You got the talent. The talent is there.
Yes.
Like you have it. We don't have to play this ball control, conservative, please don't turn the ball over offense that you're going to need two block field goals at the end of the game to try to beat a team at home.
Well, because you're going to conservative your way into losses.
Yes,
that's eventually what happens.
Yeah. That's eventually what happens. I'm telling you, folks, I understand we'll take the win. That's because we assume they are always going to win. But the moment they lose a game playing this way, everybody's going to be pissed off.
Yes.
Everybody's going to be saying, we can't continue to play like this. You got to throw the ball.
Let QB1 rip it.
Mm-mm.
Let him rip it. 215-592.
30 times a game.
Come on.
Come on, man.
Give me 27.
I run the ball. Run the ball, ball control, win football games. I don't care how many points they win by. It seems like you guys do.
All right, Elliot. 215-592-9494. Remember, Dave Dombrowski joins us at 3 o'clock today. Corey in Columbus starts us off. You're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Hey, man. You know what this narrative kind of reminds me of? And it's a player that Jalen gets compared to a lot in his career. The guy that just got benched, Russell Wilson. Remember when they had the Let Russ Cook campaign?
They did.
Remember? They wanted, we got to run the ball with Marshawn Lynch to play good defense. So I'm starting the campaign right now. You know what I'm saying? I started on Monday, you know. Let Jalen cook. There's no fear when Jalen Hurts is here. Listen, man. Now, somebody lying. I don't know if it's a coaching staff. I don't know if it's Jalen. Because Jalen saying, hey, man, we got to get out of this, you know, not wanting to lose, play to win, all that.
Right.
Coaching staff saying that we calling plays there. We saying, so somebody lying. I don't know who. I ain't going to point no fingers. Y'all both my guys. Coach, that's my team. Somebody lying. Listen, all I'm going to say is Spike wasn't here, but Jack and Ike.
Yes.
Since Jalen has been here, I know we won a Super Bowl last year.
Mm-hmm.
Which season have we had the best vibes through the entire year?
Oh, 22, it's no doubt.
And not even close.
Yeah, it's no doubt.
I want to get back to those vibes.
That's what I'm saying. Hey, Corey, when we debate with Spike, right, during the offseason about Jalen and things he can do, I go back to 22 because Spike didn't get to experience Jalen in 22
and
what that was like.
They was terrible in the Super Bowl, but that defense was good. You know what I'm saying? Like people ain't like Jonathan Gannon. You know, we know he ain't all that. You know, we don't want to go back down that memory lane. But throughout the season, that defense got stops like this team. All I'm saying is, like, I don't care. I just want my quarterback to look competent. I'm tired of the debate. You know, I'm tired of coming
yes,
on.
Yes, yes, yes.
Like, no,
guy, yes,
no.
Zach Hutt. I'm tired of having the debate. So, like, my guy is top two. I don't care what nobody say. My guy top two. And I need him to show it. You know what I'm saying? He win the games. You know what I'm saying? I need him to start showing it. Because that guy that everybody constantly puts at the top. There's two guys that always get grandfathered into the top four, and they look terrible. One guy can't stay on the field. The other guy looks terrible. My guy consistently win the Super Bowls. He can't get in that conversation in that room, so I need him to start busting some ass on the field like he did in that second half.
And check this out. And he beats those guys regularly.
Exactly.
The Eagles,
exactly.
Though.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, he's the quarterback that beats those quarterbacks.
By playing conservative football.
Yep. Can you go push button, pick up calls, and keep interrupting.
Wow.
Whoa. Oh, three names on the show.
I'll just mess with you. He know I love him. But look, I'm just saying, like, I'm with you, too. Let's okay. And to Jack's point, it don't got to be every week. Because I'm telling you, Saquon going to have a week. He ain't going to get shut down forever.
It's coming, yeah.
Like,
it's coming.
Listen, It might be this week. It might be versus the Broncos. You know what I'm saying? He going to have a week. So let's go out there, you know, 27-20. I ain't going to put a number on it. But let Jalen cook. Start the campaign.
Let him cook.
Let Hurts cook. Let Hurts cook. I holler at y'all.
All right, Corey. You know, Corey brought up a point there. He said, you know, somebody's lying, whether it's Jalen or the coaching staff. Coaching staff saying they call the same play. So here's what Brian Baldinger said to us yesterday about the difference between the first half and the second half.
Yeah, I have a feeling. I'm not surprised. You know, I mean, honestly, I talked to AJ before the game. And I know what he thought of Emmanuel Forbes. He just smiled. I go, I'll do all the talking, AJ. You do all the playing. Like, you got to feed that beast, man. Like, there's very few guys that can catch the ball with their hands, come back to the ball fundamentally sound, and then just steamroll guys. Like, he's not going down. And we saw, you know, the yards after the catch the other day. Like, I don't think they're going to go back to that, though, until they have to. You know, obviously, like, you know, Tampa's had their number over the last 4 years. And so I have a feeling that unless they fall behind or are really struggling to run the ball, that I think they're going to go back to the same approach that we saw for the first 2.5 weeks. And if the defense can do their job, they're beat up on the offensive line, they're beat up at receiver right now. I think if they keep the score close or play with the lead, they're going to play a very conservative style of offense.
I sure hope not. That to see the way that the offense looked in the first 2.5 games of this year, and to see how it looked in the second half of the Rams game, and then to say to yourself, you know what we'll do? We'll do the thing that wasn't the second half of the Rams game. It just seems crazy to me. And I just think you need to, at the very least, you need to know. You need to know what you can do, because you're never going to get a chance to. I don't know how you just, and by the way, I don't know how you also say to yourself, well, when we're desperate, we're going to do the thing that works, but that's the only time we're going to do it. You know,
and you got to know, if you're going up against Tampa, if you're Tampa, you're still, I don't know if they did enough last week in that second half to scare any defense out of focusing on Saquon to start games.
No way.
Like, that's what teams are doing.
Yes.
They're saying, we go in and beat us throwing the ball if you can.
By the way, they saw it in the championship game and the Super Bowl, and they still decided to focus on Saquon.
Yeah.
Defenses, right?
Yeah.
It's going to take a lot more than a half here and a half there when you're down to get defenses to adjust.
Yeah.
And Corey said, Saquon's going to have a game. We'll give him a chance to. Give him a chance where there's not seven guys on the defense focused on only stopping him.
We literally saw Saquon last week, I believe, 4 or 5 times hit that B button in the backfield before he even got to the line of scrimmage. Meaning he's spinning to get away from tacklers before he even gets to the line of scrimmage.
Not to get a 65-yard run, but to get a positive
game.
Get
a 2-yard run, just not to lose yards. He was doing it last week.
Yep. 215-592-9494. Do you believe that the Eagles should be pass first, or are you like Jack and just say, do the same old boring thing and just keep winning?
The boring wins. Boring wins.
Coming up next, Kyle Schwarber is in reach of a very, very important milestone on the Phillies. And in addition to that, Elliot Shore Parks has a very, very strange, very strange opinion on that.
Anti-Phillies per usual.
Anti-Phillies, yes. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.